USA Radio News.
A U.S. judge in Texas has blocked President Joe Biden's plan to provide millions of borrowers with up to $20,000 apiece in federal student loan forgiveness, a plan that was already on hold as a federal appeals court in St. Louis considered a separate lawsuit by six states challenging it. District Court Judge Mark Pittman said that the program took over Congress's power to make laws. In a statement, he wrote, quote, "In this country, we are not ruled by an all-powerful executive with a pen and a phone," end quote. Four deaths have been tied to Tropical Storm Nicole, all in Florida's Orange County. A man and a woman died after they were electrocuted by a downed power line on Thursday morning. Two others died in a car crash on Florida's Turnpike. In a probable storm-related death. If there's a rail strike, it will happen sometime after Thanksgiving.
If the nation has a rail strike, it won't happen before Thanksgiving. Four major rail unions have agreed to coordinate the date so they could go on strike. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees has been ready to strike as soon as November 20th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least four of former President Donald Trump's attorneys were ordered to pay $50,000 plus legal fees to one of the 29 defendants named in his RICO suit against Hillary Clinton. The lawsuit, which a lower court had already deemed, quote, frivolous, claimed Clinton directed the production of a case alleging Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has vowed to repeal parts of the Inflation Reduction Act if Republicans are the majority in Congress after the midterm elections. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt on Thursday, former White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy argues that people want this legislation.
We are talking about things that people want and need. And I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody in the Republican side, any new people that come in, to actually change the dynamic in such a way that they would be able to significantly undermine this act.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker will compete in a December runoff against Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock after neither of them secured enough votes on Tuesday to win outright. Walker telling Fox News he's ready for a bruising political battle.
I know they're going to throw more at me, even the kitchen sink, but I can catch it. I'm going to catch it and keep moving forward.
The southeast is bracing for severe weather from Tropical Storm Nicole. The Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and the Carolinas are all in the storm's path and are expecting damaging winds and flooding rain from the former hurricane. Forecasters are predicting up to 4 inches of rain from Georgia to Virginia over the next few days, with lots of rain falling in a short amount of time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.